Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Drunk, I'm going to need you to sign that waiver there before we start anything.
Is that notarized?
Yeah, go ahead and read it just so that, you know, it's on record.
It says, WFOD waiver. Mike didn't kill me. I killed me. Because I loves me some grape soda.
Okay, so go ahead and sign that. And then I'm going to have Rabbit Poundings hold on to that for you, just so that, you know, if anything happens, you know, I'm clear of all liability here. Is he writing out his name, too?
Yeah. He's
okay,
doing
good.
Initials.
Did you sign it Ryan or drunk?
I signed it Ryan.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, I can sign it drunk.
No. Yeah, just put in, like, parentheses, drunk. Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host, Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
Hello.
Via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Hi.
And making his grand return.
Hey.
Yay.
Napier.
How's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
I'm still kind of sickly. Did you know you could get scabs in your lungs?
You have the crud.
No, apparently I had a sinus and lung infection.
That sounds amazing.
Well, what is the deal with your... You have... All of the problems you have involve your talking in some way. You have the potential to have so many more problems, but all of your problems seem to be, like, talk-related.
I don't know if you've listened to me speak, but I'm very nasally, and I have a lot of sinus drainage.
I wouldn't describe your voice as nasally.
I'm
a bit nasally.
Isn't part of your job talking all the time, too?
Yeah, so I get done with talking, and then I come here and talk more. Mostly louder than when I'm at work.
Guys, we have a great show for you this evening. We have so much to discuss. I'm going to announce a big contest that we're going to be having.
Sweet.
Excellent.
Oh, a super secret contest. I don't even know about it.
I have plans... For the way that we're going to fix the world, and other ideas. I have a big suggestion for The Walking Dead on how they can make their show better.
Speaking of, Norman Reedus just got bit by a fan at one of these conventions that he attended.
Say what?
Yeah, he said he's not going to press charges.
Why not?
I don't know. Apparently he's into it.
He's into getting bit?
Apparently.
Was it by a lady?
I don't have all of the details. I have the headline.
Norman the Reedus, headline is
Norman Reedus bit at convention, not going to press charges.
Huh. So, like, bit hard?
So
he, like, does he have marks?
Must have been bad enough for them to talk about it in the news, right? Oh, maybe not.
So will you let me take like a cigarette break when you discuss that?
Why is that?
I'm like three episodes behind.
On The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
No, I don't. No spoilers.
Okay. Okay.
You know, right. We'll do The Walking Dead thing first. Okay. Just because now we're talking about
sure,
it.
Sure, sure.
So I had this idea that I think that... Do you remember the movie White Fang?
Nope.
Nope. I'm sure it's based on the book.
With that dog.
I would assume, yeah. It's a wolf, isn't it? It's a wolf. Guy well, yeah, befriends it's a wolf. Like a dog. And the end of the film, spoiler alert for White Fang here. At the end of White Fang, he's convinced that he has to release the wolf back into the wild.
Makes sense.
So that it can go be a wolf and do wolf shit.
Like be an unstoppable killing machine?
Absolutely. Right.
Just like that to be a Bill one-man Murray wolf pack. Movie.
But the wolf won't leave. And so he has to like be mean to the wolf to get the wolf to go away. So, like, he yells at it, like, I hate you! I hate you! Go away! I hate you, wolf!
That's actually a pretty good impression of that.
And I was thinking, I had this vision of a great way to do the walk. Like, if Carl ever dies, I thought that it would be funny if, like, nobody had the heart to kill Carl. And so, like, they try to White Fang Carl. And they like exile zombie Carl out there, and they're like, I hate you, Carl!
You can't be here no more!
Go be with your kind!
You go out there, Carl!
Make a name for yourself!
To get out of here, Carl! Carl!
No?
Carl!
I ain't got nothing.
I can't do it, Carl! I can't kill you!
Carl, you go out there. You get a career.
Just get away from here. I hate you. I don't ever want to see you again, Carl.
Move up in the zombie chain. Become pack leader.
No.
No.
It's not working. It was just an idea I had. I thought it'd be funny to White Fang Carl.
Sometimes you gotta, you know, throw
I mean, because it just seems like they're just so cavalier about stabbing their friends in the head.
They are very cavalier.
They're just like, oh, my friend's dead. Gonna stab him in the head.
That shit happens out
I'd
in
feel land. Bad. Like, if you became a zombie, Napier, I'd feel real conflicted about putting a knife in your head. I'd,
thank
like,
you.
Just wanna, I'd wanna put you out in the garage and just, like... you know, go out and do the podcast with you every now and then.
I will say this. There was about a season or two they were conflicted about just stabbing folks in the head. But after that...
They're
just,
done with it. Now.
Yeah, that's...
It's like if you had a
but
job...
But I mean, if it was your son, you'd white so fang your son, wouldn't you?
You really empathize with Lizzie, then.
Yeah, I mean, Lizzie killed her daughter.
Her sister.
Sister.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
And
yeah, but...
He already killed his wife.
And the governor. The governor had his daughter locked up somewhere because he couldn't kill his daughter. And then when somebody else killed his daughter, he was real bummed out about it.
Oh, yeah. He was not happy.
He should have white fanged his daughter.
Well, he could, I don't know, Michonne him and just cut off their limbs and make them one of you.
Just think of the dramatic scene of White Fang and Carl. All this time, Carl has been around... And we've seen him grow, and then he becomes a zombie. We're not just going to stab Carl in the head. He's a child.
It'd be even greater if they put body armor on him, send him out into the wilderness.
Body armor zombie?
Yeah.
So that he can thrive?
Yeah, when you know, people come up to shoot him, it won't work. Then he'll eat him.
Put a helmet on him.
Yeah, put a little helmet on him. Get an old school hockey mask on him.
Just drive him out real far.
Yeah.
So he's not going to eat you. He's not going to be a problem to you. You're going to go to bed at night thinking zombie Carl is out there somewhere in the world and he's just fine.
Oh, duct tape a little baseball hat on him and a little baseball glove and a bat in the other hand. So when anybody sees, like, what the fuck happened to this kid?
Give him a, like, I'm with stupid t-shirt.
Oh, God, why hasn't... That would be great to watch in The Walking Dead. You're watching it, and then there's, like, a team of little baseball players.
There, like, yeah, that's there, weird. There's no zombies out there like wearing novelty T-shirts.
Yeah, like, you know, I got drunk fucked at Billy Ray's bar.
Right, Kiss Me, I'm Irish. You never see a Kiss Me, I'm Irish shirt.
It's always those horrible fuck you dresses that were made in like the 80s.
Has there been a Field of Dreams Walking Dead parody yet where somebody's insane? Just say it's like a Herschel type character who really believes in Jesus but also really loves baseball and just feels like if he builds a baseball diamond that all of these like baseball player zombies are going to show up and just like have a game, you know? They're going to have a game of baseball.
Guest star Kranz
in the chat says he's quaking with feels on my dramatic interpretation of the White Fang and Carl.
You get out of here, Carl!
Now you get...
Don't you come back! I hate you! Carl!
I don't want to live your life!
Oh, wait, that's... Never mind.
Travis, can't you be the zombie? Be zombie Carl.
Ain't nobody for you to bite here, Carl! You get now! You get out of here! You get out of here, Carl!
Carl, the life of a policeman is hard! You don't want to follow me!
You go find brains somewhere else, Carl! I can't kill you! Carl!
It's still not working, is it?
No.
Are you not picturing it?
No, I'm picturing it.
It's a moving scene, isn't it?
It's kind of funnier than it is moving.
No, it's supposed to be moving. You'd be fine with poor Carl just dying?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be moved?
I kind of don't like Carl.
What's wrong with Carl?
Carl's a bitch.
Guys.
Ding.
I want to talk about our contest. Speaking
what
of,
is it? I don't know what it is. Tell me about this contest.
This is, see, now, I'm not offering you anything like physical. There's not, but this is important. Hey. Now, as we announced a few weeks ago, you may remember, Napier is expecting a child. And so
Napier is pregnant?
Napier is pregnant, yes. I cannot promise that you will be able to name Napier's baby. That's not something that I can do. I cannot safely tell you that if you give a really good suggestion for what we should name Napier's baby, that Napier will follow that. I'm sure they have their own ideas. You're probably going to name it something stupid and hipstery, right? I mean, you're not going to name your kid Gus. You're going to name your kid like Rain or Fire or something like that, right?
Something. No, not anything like that. No,
Mike, you watched. You already know the sex of this baby, right? Did you get this idea from the league?
What?
This name the baby idea. You know how Brian has the kid named Chalupa Batman?
Yeah, right. Okay. So I'm not telling you what Napier is going to name the baby, but if you are the winner of the contest, you will decide what I will forever call the baby.
we're abstaining from profanity, right?
No, I don't give a shit. If you have the best suggestion, that will be what I forever call the... It'll be the kid's nickname, like when Uncle Mike comes over to visit. So whatever you suggest, I'm open to it. Let's put the deadline at next week. Napier's baby through what I call
it. So do you want like boy and girl submissions?
Now, or
do
hey, gender neutral.
Yeah, let's make the names gender neutral.
Listeners, you have to think about what you're doing.
So kind of like Kelly.
Don't have Mike call this child something that is going to scar it for its entire life. Let's make it jolly. I know Mike is open to whatever, but come on.
Yeah, I mean, if like, you know, the first time I meet Napier's baby, if I like say, oh, hey, little shithead, that's going to be kind of inappropriate. So let's keep it within reason. Let's name it something cool.
It's like a bunch of family in the hospital room. And Mike's like, hey, there's the little motherfucker, you know.
Guy at my work just named his son Beowulf.
That's not true, is it?
It is true. Named his son Beowulf.
That's a little different.
You're taking a major gamble that your kid's going to kind of be a badass. I mean, what if your kid's like a nerd and his name's Beowulf?
There's no possible outcome that would be okay.
He's just got the coolest fucking screen name of all of them. That's what the outcome is.
What do you call Beowulf for short? Bay?
Bay.
Hey, Bay.
Maybe his middle name?
Did somebody fart? It smells like really... It smells like straight doo-doo in here.
I have not been
farting. I mean, I hate
once.
To derail the show, but it smells like doo-doo in here. It smells like straight-up doo-doo.
It wasn't me.
So,
oh, by the way, the fan that bit Norman Reedus was a lady, and during a signing, she told him that she likes to pretend she's married to him, so you know who we're kind of person we're dealing with.
Oh, and then she bit him.
And then she bit him and got escorted from the con, while Michael Rooker stand there shocked, blurting out, "What the fuck was that?"
Is there video of this?
Nope, there's just eyewitness reports, and I guess her Instagram is publicly available to see her in the photo op before she bit him.
So homie like goes to those cons on a pretty regular basis, and he charges what, him, like 80 bucks?
For him, it's probably about 100.
It's 100 bucks.
For him specifically, probably.
Your picture taken with him to get a signature from him. I think for $100, you should be able to bite him.
I completely agree. The thing about it is he's got to be used to that, because I don't know if I've told you that before, where I went to a Comic-Con a couple of years ago, and it was him and John Barenthal, and there was an after party on the Saturday night, and we were hanging out having drinks, and there was a bunch of comic creators and shit around, but the party was like downstairs. So all of a sudden, these like group of like literally, I don't know, probably 40 or 50 screaming ladies, and I'm not talking about just groupie little teenage kids. I'm talking about 30-some-year-old women following this guy around in a pack. So it was him and John Barenthal. You know, they both have their hats kind of cocked sideways and sunglasses on at midnight in a hotel.
Yeah.
And they make their way to the elevator with this giant group of women following them. It's gross.
Yeah. Sounds pretty gross.
So John Barenthal, that would be Shane, correct?
That's Shane, a.k.a. the new Punisher, yes.
Now, Shane's been dead for a couple of years now.
Like three.
Does your stock go down after a while?
Nope.
Apparently not.
He was on the first couple of seasons. He was a big deal. But now he's kind of fading.
It was the whole Rick versus Shane.
Yeah, that's a big plot point.
Right. But, I mean, are people not as interested in...
No, they're still paying plenty of money. The guys that played Michonne's pets, they go to conventions and sign autographs where they charge $30 to $50.
They didn't even have a line. They were zombies.
Yeah, they were zombies. They just happened to be like up to the forefront. Yeah,
by now there's been thousands and thousands of people who have probably dressed up as zombies on that show.
Every one of those could probably go to a convention and score at least $10 for an autograph.
Like, is that just like a license to print money once?
Yeah, that's why people are so excited to get cast on that show, because not only are they getting extra exposure on The Talking Dead and also being on like the biggest show on television, you can go anywhere and charge an insane amount of money just to take a picture with somebody.
Hmm. And just wait until they White Fang Carl.
Yep.
That's going to take that show to a new dramatic height. Napier, don't you remember when you saw White Fang? At the end?
I don't think I've ever seen White Fang.
Oh, dude.
Napier, do you remember?
That's got to be your homework or something for this
Atreyu
week.
Atreyu drowns in the sand pit.
I need to get caught up on Archer. That's what I need to do.
What does Archer have to do with White Fang?
Nothing, but it's better than White Fang.
So, do you want me to tell you guys my plan for how we're going to fix the world?
Blood.
Is it more Fallout 4?
What?
You fix the world by having everybody play Fallout 4, and then they can see how bad shit could get, and then they're going to be nicer to folks.
Was that my idea?
Should have been.
No, okay. So at my job, Napier, it never closes. It's open 24 hours a day, and people work a 12-hour shift, and then at the end of the 12-hour shift, somebody else comes in and works the other 12 hours. So then you come back in and relieve them, and they come back in and relieve you. They work 12-hour shifts.
That sounds horrible.
Well, stick with me here. So if that was the way everything was, let's say we just made every business a 24-hour required 24-hour business, and you sectioned off neighborhoods as A and B, and these people should work nights and these people should work days, like through June. Like, let's say if me and you were on a different schedule, like I would work nights from January to June, and then you would work nights from June to December, and then we'd just keep switching back. And so we would immediately cut traffic in half. We would create a million new, millions of new jobs, because everything that was just open during... See, like, we're wasting all that time, and we're all congesting and doing things at one time, when if, like, half of us was using things the other half of the time, then, like, I mean, think about crime... You know, the crimes that take place in the evening when everybody's asleep, that won't happen anymore. Because
now they'll happen in the daytime.
It'll happen either in the daytime or at night, but there's more of a chance that somebody will be there and witness it. Okay.
Let me stop you right now. You're in La La Land here.
I'm not. No, I'm not.
No, this is never
going to
happen.
Tell me one thing that wouldn't be better if everything was open 24 hours and we just split everything in half.
Okay, but you're talking about, like, employees at this point, right?
I'm talking about, like, the world. If,
okay.
If, like, you slept during the day from January to June,
okay,
and I was up at night from January to June,
okay,
and we split everything in half.
We work at the same place.
In this example, sure, but not necessarily.
Okay.
Everything's open all the time, so people have the option of doing anything during the day. Like, TV would be on a 24-hour...
Okay. We get where you're going with that. So, I get fired from said job.
Right.
So, now what happened December to January, or January to June, or whatever?
You get a new job, just like you normally would.
Okay, and?
So, you just apply for new jobs.
Okay, so what do I do? I gotta tell them I have to work nights from December to June.
Half the population is working at night. So
this basically sounds like some Hunger Games kind of shit.
Why?
Because you're making me work nights from fucking June to December.
Like, I think that if you just made all the businesses open 24 hours a day, that would force it in a lot of instances, because then people could just get jobs.
Okay, so half the businesses are going to crumble right there. So
why is that? So think of all the productivity, all the extra productivity.
I have a Jimmy John's by my work that is open 10 to 3:30 Monday through Friday. They're not even open on the weekends.
Right.
So you're telling me that fucking Jimmy John's, instead of being open 30 hours a week, has to be open 24 hours a day for 7 days a week.
A lot of the reason that it's open 10 to 3 is because that's when the demand is. If there's a demand at other times, then it would be profitable. If you were coming to that Jimmy John's when you wake up at 10 p.m. as opposed to 10 a.m., then you're going to be hungry. You're going to want Jimmy John's. You're not going to Jimmy John's at 10 p.m., because you're on a sleep schedule that requires you to generally be asleep at that time.
So basically, if you're not working, you're sleeping.
Isn't that the case most of the time? I'm not saying that you're going to work a 12-hour day. I'm saying that half the world is going to work at night, and half the world is going to work during the day. And see, if all of these people are up, then you can have TV programming
so
that goes all the
time. What's considered night and what's considered day?
Whatever you want it to be. We'll have to figure that out. But what I'm saying is, like, you know, we're all on this schedule of all getting up and using the world at the same time. And then we all go home and go to bed, and that's when, like, it's wasteful.
Yeah, but that's...
And there's so much congestion, and if we split it in
But if you do that, shift change is at noon or midnight every day, right?
Okay, let's get out of the required to be open 24 hours a day. Let's say we split the world in half and we say, you know, a lot of people can stay at this time and a lot of people can stay at this time. So if half the people are up at such and such time and half the people are at such and such time, I mean, like, think about like sports teams.
Okay.
I mean, like, if you're on the night shift, you might be thinking, fuck, I'm going to miss all these sports games.
Mm-hmm.
What if sports ran year-round? What if, like, when a baseball team plays in a stadium at 7 p.m., like, another baseball team for the other half of the world that's using the world the other half of the time,
mm-hmm.
you could play at 7 a.m. And they'd be accustomed to it because it'd just be the time that they were normally up.
Because it's their 6 months to do it.
Right. And then maybe in June when we have, like, the switchover, we have, like, the inter-squad games where they play at, like, a neutral time and it just goes year-round. And
how often do you switch your schedule at work right now?
I don't ever.
And what makes you think that it's so easy to do that?
You mean like adjusting to like every 6 months?
Right.
You're talking about adjusting to the different time.
Uh huh.
I mean, don't you think after a couple of weeks you're?
But you're doing that again in another 5 months. A couple weeks is a month.
But it's all in the interest of fairness, so that I'm not just forever...
Who cares about fairness? This is America, motherfucker.
Yeah, but in the interest of fairness, I don't want to forever be a night person. I want my 6 months in the sun. You know what I mean?
It'd make scheduling dental cleaning a pain.
So here's the deal. Get a different job, then. Or tell them you want different hours.
But it's in the interest of keeping things moving.
But I don't understand what's the gripe? Traffic? Did you have a rough day in traffic today? I mean,
well, like if we're all going to work, yeah. If we're all going to work at the same time,
but I go to work at noon every day. I don't ever see traffic.
Well, good for you. But you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying.
I'm saying
you're bitching about traffic. I don't have traffic. So,
like, right now.
So right now, I'm living in your utopia.
Like right now.
I can do anything on a Friday or a Thursday if I want.
I leave for work at 5:30. I'm usually ahead of things, too.
Okay.
But like right now, everybody in the world, for the most part. Not
What's
everybody.
The world?
I say
the
mass majority.
Are we talking about the world,
or
are we actually talking about, like, St. Louis?
I'm saying that right now, it is 8:30 p.m.
Okay. Central.
I'd say
Central Standard.
The vast majority of people are settling in. They're in their homes. They're probably starting to think about going to bed.
Okay. On a normal day for me, I'm just now getting home. I'm thinking about cooking dinner.
All of these places, I'm not saying it's the case for everybody. I'm saying the majority of people are at their homes now.
Okay.
So most of the businesses, most of the streets, most of the public places, most of the everything is down. It's on the way to being closed.
In the podunk town that you live in, yes.
We're settling down for an evening at home.
Okay.
And nothing's going on.
Okay.
So, like, at 5 o'clock, a couple of hours ago,
uh-huh.
everybody was out.
Sure.
So, if we spread that out...
Why?
And made it more gradual so that, like, you know, we spread out the peak times, wouldn't that be better for everybody?
No.
You're assigning your lifestyle, and as well as mine, to every bit of the population. And I can tell you right now, there's a whole subculture of people who just get going at 8:30. Like, they worked all day, too, or they're working now and they'll get off
at
10
o'clock. I'm not saying it's the case with everybody, Travis. No, like, I'm saying
you get 3 days off instead of two.
What wouldn't be better? If,
what would be better?
If, like...
I don't want the government or whatever entity to tell me I have to work this time, this 6 months of the year, and this time, these 6 months of the year.
I want the specific benefit of this plan. There'll be less traffic. No, there won't.
If half of everybody is out doing things...
You can't tell me that there'll be less people in a restaurant if we fucking...
This is how it works. Right now... People are on different schedules anyway.
Right, because if the restaurant's good, it's going to be busy.
But not the majority of people.
No, half of the population works weekends. That means half of the population has off 2 days during the middle of the week when you're also experiencing all of that traffic. So the shift is different. It's not interrupting with you. That's when they're doing their stuff. So it'd be the same way with the guys who work nights. They're working nights, and they're also doing their shopping, their grocery shopping, everything, when you're out and about, because that's their time off and you're on your way to work.
But
this is benefiting no one.
But I'm if we created more people who are doing things at night,
then you're going to get more of the traffic when you're coming home, because your schedules are crossing.
But they're going to be going the other way.
Yeah, but they'll still be there. So they're going to be shopping for their supper time groceries while you're in there buying a coffee and a fucking breakfast bagel.
But it's going to different. It's different people doing different things at different times.
So you just say you specifically don't like the people you commute with, and you want them to be on a separate shift.
I would be okay with that.
Well, here's basically what else you're saying, too, is you want every house to be exactly the same size, height, width, exactly the same amount of distance apart. That way, everybody has to spread to every... Because, I mean, there's no...
Well, traffic's
always going to go fucking one way. It's never going to go two. Ever. Ever.
So, I mean, like...
All the people with jobs live in one part of the city, and all the people without jobs live in the other part of the city.
It's just
the way it goes.
You have, like, an 82-game Blues season, and then when the St. Louis Blues are done for the year, you have that period of time where they're not playing.
Correct.
Where if all you are is a Blues fan, then you have, like, that void.
Okay.
And, I mean, like, imagine if, like, while... You're on the day shift,
uh-huh.
and your Blues season may be over. The new Blues season for the night shift can fill that void. Like you,
but they're humans; they're not robots. You can't just play. But they're used to
it. Wait.
So it would be a different team.
You're telling me that the Blues would have to pay two different teams. So basically, you're going from 30 teams in a watered
maybe
down
not,
in a watered down NHL.
Maybe
by the way,
not
the
Blues.
60 teams.
Maybe not.
That's crazy talk.
They'd play in the same stadium, but maybe it wouldn't be the Blues. Maybe it would be a different team.
So you're basically talking about 4A hockey all the time. Nobody wants to watch that. That's swill.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean? What am I talking about? If you're talking about going from 30 teams to 60 teams, you can't do that. The NHL is already
why
watered
can you not
down.
Do that?
Why do
this? Because the NHL was the best when it was like 22, 24 teams when like good players like played together.
Okay, what if 15 teams played on the day and 15 teams played the night, and you spread it out throughout the year? So there was two different.
So
leagues.
So only 15 cities have hockey.
No, they all have hockey. They just have hockey at different times.
Why don't you just be a fan of soccer? I think they play at weird times because of, you know, foreign countries and shit.
Absolutely.
Because if you're just creating soccer. Blues Part 2, are you changing the, like, merchandising at all?
And I guess, like, you know, I got in the chat, Liquid Lozenge says, how many people will cheat and just stay on days all year? I guess, like, if you were self-employed or you were retired or something, you could make those decisions for yourself. But, I mean, you know, like, if a household was, you know, all on one shift, if your kids went to school during the night shift, or, you know, your daughter wanted to meet up for coffee, you know, after she got off work at, you know, 3 a.m. or something. Like, you know, you would have to take all that into account. I think that if we spread out the people, we would all be so much happier. I think that there's so much stress associated with being so congested.
If you want to solve that problem, you just move half of the country to Texas, which most of that state is uninhabited anyway.
Well, that's because it's unlivable dirt.
But well, there you go. You immediately solve the problem.
We're all up in the daytime, and at the nighttime, everything's just sitting
there. But what
about
those people that aren't up during the daytime? You realize people work like... starting going in at like 10 p.m.
But how many places at night are just sitting there? We could be getting stuff done.
What do you mean just sitting there? I don't understand what you're saying.
I mean, like, there's a bunch of places that are closed, and there's a bunch of roads that have no cars on them right now. And, like, we could be using that instead of all doing things at once.
Yeah, because but I can no guarantee you, if you go to UPS right now, there's fucking 500 motherfuckers working their ass off, and they'll be working their ass off for the next fucking month continuously all the fucking time.
Right.
Okay, not everybody's UPS, man. What do you want?
Well, what if you were able to make, like, the USPS, like, what if in the nighttime, like, they could go get some more of that mail out? What if they had a night shift mail delivery that they...
Where's the extra money coming from?
Do you want people walking up on your door at 2 a.m.?
See, but the reason that you wouldn't want somebody to walk up at your door at 2 a.m. is because there isn't a lot of people.
Oh,
out.
But that's right, because you work on the day shift. That's why you don't want people walking up at 2 a.m.
Listen to my question.
What's up, Travis?
Where is the extra money coming from? There is no extra money, so this makes no sense.
Well,
there is
extra money. You're not adding on people. You're taking
people
away.
Well, Mike never made
sense
from the get-go.
You're
spreading
out all of the money spent on that one shift in your supposed world all throughout the night. So there's not enough money to keep these businesses open 24 hours. It's the same amount of money that they're getting, just spread out.
You don't think
why would USPS add a whole nother shift of delivery people? People are not paying more for postage just to get that second shift.
If there's more supply, there's more demand. There's more demand because there's more time.
Who's supplying USPS with enough money to have a second shift?
Well, they will when they raise the rates.
They're only open like
1922
from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
I don't know.
There's no time to do your business.
Where is the demand coming from?
Where's the demand coming from for what? The mail?
For the supply, anything.
All these businesses are now producing products on a 24-hour basis. They have so much more shit to ship out. They have so much more time to take it.
It's the same amount of people.
Yeah, but then I won't have to take off work so that the gas guy can come in and install a shutoff valve at my damn house.
You don't gotta do that. You leave your fucking house open.
Right. The gas company can do that whenever now. They don't have to do it on like a short thing. Everybody's less stressed out. There's less of a deadline. There's more time to do it.
So why is there less of a deadline?
And where is the extra money coming from?
If there's so hold on,
okay, you take
let, hold time out. Just let's play for pretend in this 24-hour world, the gas man says he'll be there between.
Did somebody fart?
10
Why does it smell so bad in here?
And he's not there till two.
Do you smell like straight up? Did you shit your pants?
I don't know. I just got from work. I just got off an 8-hour shift, man. I don't know what you want me to say.
I can't call the sewage guy, Travis. They're closed.
Nonsense. There's somebody on call always with those utility companies.
Yeah, if your house is about to blow up.
Yeah,
guys,
always.
I've been thinking about this all week.
You should take.
I've brought it up to
several.
I've brought it up to several people, and nobody could poke a hole in this. They all agreed with me that
you're talking
would be
a lot of dummies.
Better, and it, like I guess I'm not shocked that you guys just instantly shit on it.
Why wouldn't we instantly shit on it? You are basically dictating everybody else's life. That's what that is.
No, Mike is creating imaginary demand for services that nobody wants at midnight.
People would want it at midnight if that's when they were up. They're not up because they're on this... is 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. schedule.
I'm not on an 8 p.m. to 5 p.m.
schedule.
If you
love it so much.
If half the world...
I bet you less people than you think are on 8 p.m. to 5 p.m.
If half the world was on a night shift, there would be demand at midnight.
Half the world is on a night shift.
There isn't demand at midnight now because we're all at home in fucking bed.
Half of the world is on a night shift. It's called the other side of the world.
That doesn't count.
So not half of the world, half of your town.
Okay, half of the town.
Well, that's the other thing. If you're this upset about it, go move in New York. All that shit happens 24 hours a day, all the time anyway.
And yeah.
Just stop living in this podunk St. Louis city and fucking get the fuck out of here.
Your assessment that half of the world is awake, China is awake right now. China is doing business right now. China's at work. We can do some fucking business with China. We don't have to worry about time business. Night people are up making deals with China.
In the chat, who wants to golf at midnight? Nobody. So why do we need employees at the golf course?
You'd put up lights. You'd put up lights at the
golf
course.
Who's paying for the lights?
The people.
And who actually wants to go golfing at midnight?
You know what? I would like to go to the Wisconsin.
You know
Dallas
who would want to golf at midnight? The people who are up at night. You know why you don't golf at midnight now? Because you're in bed.
I'm rarely in bed by midnight.
And golf courses aren't open at midnight.
Absolutely.
But if they were,
go. Still wouldn't go.
If you had slept all day, let's say you had a lazy Sunday. You slept all day. You were just sleepy. You wake up at 7 p.m. You get a bite to eat, and you think, fuck, I slept all day. I can't go to bed. I'm up. I'm rambunctious. I should go golfing. Uh-huh. Hey, they have the lights up at the golf course. I can go golfing now.
Let's
maybe
go,
you would.
Let's go back to lazy Sunday, because I don't get those. I mean.
Don't?
You know who wants to golf at midnight? Blind people.
Assholes. Blind people.
I have a blind people story. I think I sent it to you guys. Did you guys see the story I sent you?
No. Oh, is it about that lady who blinded herself?
The gal's name is Jewel Shuping. She's 30 years old. She has body integrity identity disorder. Ugh. She's convinced herself that she would much rather live her life as a blind person. And so she campaigned around to many psychologists and found one willing to dump drain cleaner in her eyes and make her blind, because that's what she's always wanted. She's always identified herself as a blind person.
And this is now a new sexual identity, I guarantee you.
And so she's blind now. She was so excited that she finally got to live her life as a blind person.
Couldn't she have
always
just put on one of those eye masks and just, like, not maimed herself to do this?
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. I don't. But do you think that, like, a part of this? Now, first of all, if you intentionally blind yourself, like, I dump drain cleaner in my eyes because I want to be blind. Like, are you then able to file for disability?
Yeah, they, like, don't ask you how you got blind.
Like, if you intentionally blind yourself, can you then just collect a check every month? And
you'll collect some sort of check.
Yeah, now you're blind. I mean, you have to.
So do you think that that's, like, a part of it?
That's, like, that's going real far not to work. That's going a little far.
But, I mean, like, maybe, like, you know, being, like, an adult baby. And like, wanting somebody to take care of you, because they're people are going to have to take care of you and, like, walk around with you and make sure you don't bump into walls and stuff.
Oh, some dude got into trouble about that. He pretended he had a disorder where he was an adult baby and was in diapers,
and he wanted somebody to come change him.
Yeah, and he would have somebody come change him all the time, and apparently the person who was changing him found out, oh, wait, this dude's normal, and he doesn't have some horrible mental disability. And apparently that's not cool.
I got in the chat, I guess you can indoor mini putt-putt 24 hours a day.
That's true.
If you could do everything 24 hours a day, if your options were limitless, you would probably find yourself doing more things.
But that's the thing. If it were profitable, don't you think everybody would already be doing it?
Well, it's not.
A lot of places do it.
Yes.
But not every place.
Correct. Because it's not profitable.
But
just like how McDonald's all-day breakfast is just burning up the financial world.
I also think that if we got rid of the standard of having a place only open during the day and opened up to the idea of doing things at night also, maybe half the businesses would decide, hey, you know, let's just adopt a nighttime schedule to accommodate some nighttime people, and didn't open during the day, only opened at night.
There's plenty of those.
There's probably a lot of jobs that would benefit from doing nighttime work as opposed to daytime work that don't, because they probably have a hard time staffing a graveyard shift as opposed to a regular shift.
Correct.
Because we all have this idea that we should be in bed at night and out during the day.
No, that's not the reason why.
What do you mean that's not the reason why?
The whole everybody wants to be in bed at 8 o'clock thing is not a thing. That's not the reason that things are not open 24 hours.
But a lot of people do. They do want
that, to be. That's not the reason that things are open 24 hours. Is that
it's because there's not
the majority
enough people
of their
in
business
your city is the thing
during the day,
right?
So you're saying that most restaurants don't do most of their business during peak hours, like 5, 6, 7 p.m.
Absolutely they do, because most normal people eat that
8, 9, 10 o'clock.
But but at the same time, there's a lot of people that don't eat at those times, or they don't fucking... Like, the people that are fucking serving you your dinner are not eating at the same time as you, obviously. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, they are. They take a lunch break during their shift, probably, and they eat at work. Because that's the time that people eat dinner. So you're saying, like, a person that works at...
I would say the normal person eats dinner at least 2 or 3 hours earlier than I
did. Like, when I worked at Pizza Hut, I think I worked, like, 5 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you get to work 4 hours a day? That's awesome.
Well, I mean, something like that. You know, like a driver shift was, like, 5 to 9.
Okay.
So, like, when do I eat dinner? I eat dinner at work at, like, 8 o'clock because I work at a restaurant and there's food there.
Well, I mean, yeah, 9 o'clock.
I'm not getting off work at 9 o'clock and going and eating. One, most things are closed.
Most things here are closed.
And two, I'm not going to eat before my shift. That's too early. I'm not going to eat dinner at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You make
in your head it is.
But yeah, in my head it is. So if we changed that...
But your head would be switching every 6 months and then you wouldn't even know what to think.
You would know what to think. You'd get a diverse view of the world from all angles.
So you just want to eat dinner at fucking 6 a.m. all the time, huh?
No, not all the time, but maybe every
now and then. But 6 months of the year you
Once do. I've adjusted to the different schedule. Then I'd eat dinner then, because then it would be closer to the end of my... Yeah.
So
morning meatloaf sounds good, because I was up all night, and it's time to come home and eat dinner.
So let me ask you this then. Do you think you would say, once you're on the night shift, start eating like meatloaf for breakfast and like cereal for dinner? Just because it wouldn't be normal breakfast hours.
So I'd eat cereal for dinner because it would be in the morning?
Like 6 a.m., yeah.
See, you got to get away from that way of thinking, drunk. You don't just eat cereal.
That's the exact way of thinking that you're
You don't
on.
Eat cereal.
Also, everybody already eats cereal for dinner.
You don't cereal eat cereal in the morning because it's morning. You eat cereal in the morning because you just woke up.
I love
cereal's a breakfast food.
Yes. You eat cereal because it's delicious. I just had a bowl of Reese's Puffs like an hour ago.
I do like me some Raisin Bran.
Ain't nothing wrong with having some cereal whenever you want, really. I mean, like, you know, I don't think that food knows it's breakfast food. Food's fine being food whenever.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jack in the Box has been doing it for years. McDonald's come in, act like they're hot shit.
So, hot wings breakfast. Hell yeah.
Oh, no, I can't do hot. I did that once, and I had...
Well, no, he just said food is food, and you can eat it whenever, so...
Well, I got the horrible poos from it. It was all Bernie outies.
Well, I mean, you missed a week or two. Do you have things? I mean, other than just poo-pooing all my ideas, do you have anything?
I was agreeing with you more than anybody else.
Other than poo-pooing the worst idea you ever had.
You know what? I think that consistently, every time I have an idea, you guys say it's the worst idea.
I didn't say anything like that. No, you and Drunk were arguing.
Napier was keeping it cool.
Are you with me on this?
Silent.
Don't you think it'd be nice? I mean, like, think about your work. Think about, like, during baseball season. You work right by the baseball stadium.
Yeah.
Think about, like, you know, if there was half the people at that baseball game that normally is. That'd make your life a lot easier, wouldn't it?
It would, but, I mean, at the same time, then I would have to do a split shift, like, you know, in the middle of the year. And as much as I like, you know, having, you know, the gas guy come, you know, the cable company come, you know, on my time when I'm actually at my house, I would have to work at night half the year, and I don't want to.
If the gas guy or the cable guy could come when it was convenient to you.
Let me ask you this. Who's enforcing this?
What do you mean, who's enforcing it?
What all these things that you're
don't
saying?
Don't you think, like, if we set this up, if, like... It would suck for our generation.
Is we the United States of America?
Yeah.
Is we the world?
I'll say the United States.
Forcing?
What are we talking about here? We'll be the trendsetters here. Let's say for our generation it would suck because it would take some adjusting. We've already known the world.
But who is enforcing this?
Let me finish my fucking thought here. We know the world the way it is because, you know, we've lived it. It would be weird, and, like, you know, things would change.
Mm-hmm.
But a generation goes by, that is living like this. So another generation goes by, and it would just be the norm, and nobody would react as angrily as you do to it. They would just say, oh, you know, this is just the way that we live.
So who decides who's on days and who's on nights?
It would just be like a lottery, I guess.
A lottery.
By household. Because I imagine you wouldn't want to divide up a house. You wouldn't want to divide up a family. We would have to figure out a good way to do
it. Who is we? I just don't understand. Who is we?
Well, obviously, it's my idea. I'm going to take the lead.
So you are dictator of the United States now?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's like the
Was
Purge.
That ever in question?
It's like the Purge, only, you know, a little nicer.
The Purge only with sleep.
Yeah.
It's the sleep purge.
I don't
drunk.
Understand the sleep. The sleep. Where is the
Get
sleep?
Get on board the sleep purge.
What about those
drunk?
People who are awake that are like 20 hours a day?
Would you agree, Travis, that this is the most passionate drunk has ever been on the show?
I would absolutely agree with that.
And why is that?
Because this idea is terrible.
But no, I get where you're coming from, and I would like all of those things, but then I also have to change along with that, and it's kind of like, you know, wouldn't it be nice if the roads didn't have stop signs where you could just keep going?
Exactly.
But at the same time, I don't want somebody else running into my vehicle, so I'm okay with the stop
but
signs.
But I mean, think about how cool it would be if, like,
cool, yeah, just let the government tell me what I got to do all the time. No big deal.
Okay, guys.
I think we found the root of it, Mike. Why drunk so upset?
He wants smaller government. That's what it boils down to. Is
no.
Smaller government.
It's not even necessarily that.
No, what if you didn't... Well, there is no like real like non-compliance. It's not like the police are going to come knock on your door and tell you to go to bed. I think over time...
Okay. So let's go back to the root of this. So when you're a day person and you're a night person, it means you're required to work days and
not,
you're required
not drunk,
to work nights.
I'm right? not required to go... I don't have a nationally sanctioned bedtime.
Okay.
I'm not required to go to bed anytime.
Correct.
I can sleep whenever I want.
Absolutely.
I'm a free man.
Mm-hmm.
But...
No, just in your theory, the daytime and the nighttime thing.
If my job suddenly said,
"This is what we're talking about, here.
Mike," your job is now only available from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Okay,
I would have to make an adjustment, wouldn't I?
Correct.
Nope. You just get a different job.
That's still an adjustment, though, Travis. I would have to adjust to a different job, but somebody's going to take my job. Somebody's going to work that shift.
Absolutely.
If there's enough of those things out there, enough of those changes to the way that we look at like time and day and night and all going to stuff at the same, if more places adopted a 24-hour system or a nighttime
well, that's the thing. There's
system.
There's plenty of places that are looking for people.
There's
the problem
so much second
is
shift work.
Qualified labor. There's not enough people that know how to do what people want them to do.
So if you are qualified for many things and then you got the night thing where people don't want to work, you could actually make extra money because they're going to have a hard time filling those positions at night. So bonus for night folk.
You know, I got in the chat from Liquid Lozenge, Americans fight healthcare tooth and nail. How do you sell this? That's true. Like Americans are really pissed off that They wanted to offer people who can't get health insurance.
Well, yeah, because they don't deserve it. If they deserved it, they would already have it. Unless, you know, it's...
Why do they not deserve it?
Because they don't have it.
Because they don't have a job that offers it?
No, if they deserved it, they would have it. You have things that you deserve. You don't have things that you don't deserve.
So, I mean, you could never sell it. But can you at least admit that in a perfect world... in a world where everything was open all the time and there was that many more jobs.
So we're just going back to it. So day people and night people, right?
You're too far away from the microphone.
Day people and night people, right?
Right.
This is just working. This is all you're talking about. You either have to work days or you have to work nights.
I think that working would solve a lot of it because people would have to adjust. Like, our lives are... in a lot of ways dictated by the work that we do.
So what about the people with no jobs? You tell them they can just they can choose a side, or
they can
they can do whatever they want. They don't have a job.
Yeah, I mean, because like I said, I can't knock on your door and tell you to go to bed. But I think that if TV programming was 24 hours a day, if the walking, no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I mean, a lot of channels don't. Nobody puts anything good on at 3 o'clock in the morning.
How many people actually have TV? You know how many people have like Fire Sticks and just watch Netflix and Hulu all the time?
I'm talking about a.
We're talking about a new world, Mike. A new world that has Netflix and Hulu where you can watch anything you want all the time.
He just wants to filibuster me. I'm trying to explain it. And he just wants to yell
He's
over
passionate.
Me.
Hey, people have passions.
If like there was 24-hour program and not just like bullshit infomercials on at 3 o'clock in the morning, good programming. That's one thing.
What's good? What about those people that love that paid programming? I cannot get enough of that Shark Mob commercial at 3 o'clock every morning, me personally. Well, I watch it every day.
Well, you're probably drunk while you're watching it.
That is perfect TV in my estimation.
I do love those infomercials where, like, you have a person screw something up really badly.
Right,
like
that ready, set, go. Mm.
Travis, what is a TV show that you love?
Every television program that I like, I DVR and watch after it's done.
Okay, let's say live program. Let's say a football game that you love.
Yep, that's it. Yep.
Let's say the Bears are on.
Mm-hmm. And I get up at 9:30 to watch them play in London. I make concessions to watch the Bears
right.
play.
If the Bears are on,
I'd get up at midnight.
Right. If the Bears are on at 3 o'clock in the morning, you'd probably get up and watch the Bears.
I would. I'd go to sleep early and wake up and watch the Bear game.
So if that was a thing, if like every 6 months we swapped and the Bears were then on at 3 a.m. instead of... 7 p.m., then you'd adjust because it's something that you're passionate about.
Yeah, but why aren't they playing earlier in the day?
Because now there's stuff on all the time.
Because the demand is there.
We're using the world 24 hours a day.
Where did this fake demand at the 3 a.m. game come from?
You forced me to work second shift. Now I'm able to watch the Bear game?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, every 6 months you switch over and work a different.
So let me ask you this:
what if I just watch the Bear game and live my life like I do now?
I don't know who the name of the owner of the Bears is, but what is making him do this at 3 o'clock in the morning? It's not worth his time to do this at 3 o'clock in the morning.
It would be worth his time if that's where the people work.
No, only half the people work. Only half of them do, just like the day shift. It's only half.
Let's say I can accommodate half of my. People at night.
Uh-huh.
As opposed to in the
day. You still can right now. You can do it.
So let me give you this real quick analogy. So instead of 45,000 people going to see the Green Bay Packers on a Sunday afternoon, only 20,000 are going to go because the other half have to work during the day.
Maybe 40,000 would still go. And then maybe another 40,000 would go at the other time.
My head's hurting from you. You're forcing people to work a different shift so they can't see the Bears. So then you move the Bears game to a different time.
Only half the year, though.
But yeah, but you didn't have to do any of that, and everybody could still watch the Bears play.
Yeah, but then there's more traffic, and then there's more.
But then they can only fill half the stadium up because there's not going to be that much traffic.
Well, they'd have to lower ticket prices.
Yeah, and yeah, of course they would. By cut them by a half, like literally 50%.
Because you don't want all that driver to the game, obviously.
Then the demand is going to go down, and it's going to be less money in the economy, and people are going to be miserable because they
the
can't.
The demand would go down. How?
The demand would go down during the day, but go up during the night, and it would
so
all
it'll
even
spread
out.
So it's spread out. So essentially, what you're saying
yeah,
is.
Yeah, but you're able to you're produce so much socialism. More because everything's out.
Produce? Well, how, no. Trust me, the and world so is the producing produc- enough. The production is not on that there.
The production would go down. The cost would go down. I think because you have so much more of it. It
so much
cost
more
of
what? So much but, more football?
But is it worth the gigantic change just to get rid of traffic and queues for sandwiches?
I really hate traffic.
This line at the movie theater is ridiculous, guys.
We need more roads, is what you're saying.
Like, when I want to go somewhere, I don't want to just sit in a big line of cars and wait at stoplights. I don't want to do it. I want to go to that place, and I want to leave at the amount of time it takes me to drive there. I don't want to leave way early.
So what
to
you need to do is make a teleportation machine. That's what you need
like
to
some
do.
Like some jack off. I got places to be.
You need to be living on the Star Trek Enterprise. That is where you need to be living.
That does sound sweet.
You can get the food at the buttons at the in the spaceship. You can teleport wherever you want to.
Do they still use shit paper in Star Trek? I don't know if that was ever discussed.
I don't know. I think they might bidet it there.
If you have way more of something, then the price goes down.
Way more of what? What do you have way more of?
And if
I don't
the
understand.
Price goes down.
Give me an example.
Okay, let's say I work at the Lay's potato chip factory.
Okay. Trust me, they're cranking them out 24 hours a day.
Let's say I make way more Lay's potato chips than I normally make.
Which would be retarded on your end, but okay.
How am I going to get rid of all these Lay's potato chips?
Yeah.
You discount.
You're a national brand. People are buying your shit anyway.
Let's say there's so many more jobs because now everything's open 24 hours a day. Jobs are easy to come by.
So does the government.
There's an abundance of jobs, Drunk. There's so many jobs. So
where's the money where are these
jobs coming from?
So no if there's money. So many jobs, then I can pay people less.
What? So you're trying to get paid less?
Look, I can get rid of you. I can get somebody else here who's happy for a job. And
see,
I can pay them
see,
less.
That's what people think right now, but that's not the case. Somebody will do it.
Right. Somebody will do it.
But that's the thing. That's what they think of. That's not the case.
Somebody will do the job.
No.
Guys, never mind. Never mind, guys. Forget I said anything.
I have a headache.
We've been talking about it for a solid hour. I'll never forget talking about this idea.
Because Mike and Drunk got into an argument over which shift is awesome.
This is literally a solid hour about this idea.
Get out of here, Carl! Go on, get! Nobody wants you here anymore, Carl!
I hope he doesn't take his first girlfriend back here.
Man, I need a cigarette after all that.
Why are you so passionate about that?
Because I just don't understand where you're coming from, Mike. Who's going to tell me when I can and cannot work?
The government.
I'm not saying anybody's going to tell you. I'm just saying that maybe you'd want to because
okay.
There's different shit going on.
So in my job, there's no need for anybody in any of their right mind to be there between 8 and, say, 5 a.m. Why are we being open at this time? There's no reason for anybody to be there. None. I'm struggling with the 16 hours I got there.
Napier.
I'm a possum.
I'm glad.
At night.
I'm glad that you're back.
Thank you.
I missed you. I hope the show isn't over, Napier.
I kind of hope that I'm still not communicable. I guess you'll find out.
Me too.
Guys, we had fun, I guess. I mean, this was fun.
Absolutely.
Was that already an hour?
It was an hour-ish.
Holy shit.
Sure. Right?
Excellent.
I appreciate all who participated in chat. We had a good turnout tonight. A lot of people passionate about my plan.
Like
I'm
liquid.
Just trying to make the world a better place. I don't know why everybody's so fired up about it.
See, that's the thing. I feel like in the 50s, you would have been like been taken in and like tried for communist ideas or something, man. Like, this is America, land of the free. Do what you want.
Yeah, hold my beer.
Travis.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I offended you so much. All I'm trying to do is make your life better.
Well, look, Mike, Drunk has a good schedule.
You
were
just talking about
me
having to wake up at 3 a.m. to watch the Bears, man.
Right.
That's really what it just boils down to. I mean, like, I don't want to have to wake up.
Just an example. Guys, we'll be back next week to do it all again. I hope you're all preparing for your happy Christmas celebrations.
Yeah. So is it like Christmas tree month instead of hand turkey month?
Spending time with your family.
You doodle a Christmas tree, put some ornaments on it.
I mean, 'tis the season for joy and happiness.
Can we do hand turkey trees? Make hand turkey trees a thing. Well, that's my mama.
Napier. Listen live every Monday at 9, 8 Central. Download past episodes at WFODix.com, just in case you didn't get enough of this. Subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at symbol WFODix. Follow Drunk at symbol DrunkardSTL or Travis at ProduceTravis. Get on Facebook.com and then type in WFO Dix. Email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. We're not going to listen to any of your suggestions, but we will accept praise and or titty pics. And if you're a fan of Mike, just send him feet. I mean, why do you give a shit? It's feet pics.
I like feet.
Yeah, he likes feet. Send him some feet pics. You don't give a shit. Send him some fucking feet pics. Blam!
Take care of yourself, all right? Go on. You're free. Go on. Get out of here. Listen to me. Go, go. 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 Go on. Go. Listen to me. Go. Get out of here.